USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has told prosecutors he was engaged in talks to build a Trump real estate project in Moscow as late as 2017. Early that year, President Trump had said he had no financial dealings with Russia at that time. Cohen's claim comes in a plea deal he's reached with prosecutors in the Russia investigation. After Cohen pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress about the Russia real estate dealings this morning, his lawyer, Guy Petrillo, told reporters outside the Manhattan courthouse,
Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate. Sentencing is set for December 12th.
The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee is responding, Mark Warner saying it proves the president's wrong when he calls the Russia probe a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top-brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At least two Southern California counties now under evacuation orders as rain could trigger mudslides and debris flows in areas that have been impacted by recent wildfires. Evacuations are underway in Riverside and Orange counties. Following some recent criticism from President Trump, who chose him for the position, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, seems to have changed his tone when it comes to interest rates. Yesterday, saying at an appearance at the Economic Club of New York,
interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy, that is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth.
Wall Street took that as a hint that there will be fewer rate hikes than previously expected. In the coming year or so, stocks surged. Right after he spoke yesterday, though, today, stocks, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 are all a bit lower. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Still looking for answers after officials say it appears four children and two adults were killed in an Indiana structure fire early yesterday morning. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.